K Motions Masterclass. Clean the FM Pluck in Ableton Live 12 for Late Night Roller Weight. Welcome. In this advanced mastering lesson, you'll learn how to surgically carve, dynamically control, and glue an FM Pluck sitting on top of a drum and bass Late Night Roller mix, all inside Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. The goal is to remove boxiness, control mid-band ringing and peaks from the pluck, tighten the low end, and preserve that heavy roller groove. What we'll build together, a mastering bus chain tuned to tame an intrusive FM pluck on a stereo mix or stereo stem, a targeted dynamic control band using multiband dynamics for the pluck, mid/side surgical EQ passes to center low end and reduce side harshness, a parallel style lift to add warmth without reintroducing pluck artifacts, a metering and verification workflow with spectrum and gain staging to keep lofts and headroom in check. All processing uses EQ8, multiband dynamics, compressor/glue compressor, saturator, utility, spectrum, and limiter. Stock Live 12 devices. Step 1. Prep and listening. Load the bounced stereo mix or master stem into a live set and keep an untouched copy for /B. Insert spectrum first or open a separate spectrum track and play the section where the FM pluck is most intrusive, usually lead drops or ARP stabs. Identify the pluck's dominant area, often between 800 Hz and 3.5 kHz, with harmonics reaching 8 to 12 kHz. Also note sub and main body energy around 30 to 200 Hz. Listen closely. Is the pluck boxy between 400 and 900 Hz, harsh around 2 to 5 kHz, or transiently popping? We'll address each. Step 2. Basic level and headroom. Insert utility first and trim the master so you have about 3 to 6 dB of headroom. Think -3 to -6 dB on the master gain. Optional. Place a limiter at the end but leave it inactive for now. We'll use it later to check peaks. Step 3. Mid/side surgical EQ with EQ8. Drop EQ8 after utility and switch it to mid/side mode. In mid mode, add a low shelf at 40 to 60 Hz, gently boosting +0.8 to +1.5 dB with a wide Q to add subtle sub weight while keeping it mono. In side mode, create a shelf cut below 120 to 140 Hz of about -6 dB to collapse side low energy and center the weight. In mid mode, place a narrow bell around 600 to 900 Hz and notch -1.5 to -3 dB, Q around 2 to 3. Tweep while the mix plays to find the pluck's wood or boxiness and cut only enough to reduce muddiness. In side mode, tame the sides above 5 to 7 kHz with a gentle shelf of -1.5 to -3 dB to reduce stereo air that makes plucks feel sharp at the edges. Step 4. Targeted dynamic control with multiband dynamics. Insert multiband dynamics after EQ8 and set 3 bands. Low around 2120 Hz, mid 120-800 Hz, high 800 Hz, 6K Hz. Adjust crossovers to match the pluck's energy you heard. Focus the high band as a dynamic de-esser for the pluck. Ratio 4:1 to 8:1. Fast attack between 0.5 and 3 ms. Release 60 to 150 ms. Set threshold so the band shows roughly 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction only. When the pluck hits, this tames transient peaks and ringing without flattening everything. Mid-band, ratio around 2:1. Attack 510 ms. Release 120 to 200 ms. Threshold for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to tighten body. Low-band, keep light compression at 1.5 to 2.5:1 with slower release to preserve groove. If the pluck leaks into the low band, raise the threshold to avoid pumping. Use the solo controls on each band briefly, so you know exactly what content you're affecting. Step 5. Parallel style dynamic rescue. Build a parallel rescue inside an audio effect rack or by duplicating the multiband chain. Make a heavy, high band compressed chain and a dry chain, then map a macro to blend them. Use the compressed high band to duck pluck peaks aggressively, then reintroduce that controlled signal subtly. Typically 10 to 35%, so intelligibility stays while stabbing transients are softened. If you prefer, place a second multiband after the first and use utility gain to blend instead. The idea is the same, duck the peaks dynamically, then bring back a small amount of the tamed result. Step 6, glue and saturation for cohesion. Add glue compressor after the multiband chain. Start with a 2:1 ratio, attack 10 to 30 ms. Release on auto, and a threshold yielding about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This glues the mix without killing transients. Next, add a saturator using soft clip mode. Keep dry very gentle, around 1 to 2 dB, and set dry/wet around 20 to 30%. The spring's subtle harmonic richness and smooths the FM harshness without introducing new artifacts. Avoid heavy drive. Step 7. Submono control and stereo width. After saturator, check the low end with utility. Keep stereo width full for the mix, but mono below roughly 120 Hz if needed. Optionally add another EQ aid in M/S, and if your surgical cuts made the mix thin, apply a small mid boost in mid mode around 120 to 250 Hz of plus 0.5 to plus 1 dB to restore body. Step 8. Final limiting and luffs check. Insert limiter last and set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. For a late night roller feel, aim integrated luffs around minus 9 to minus 7. Loud but still dynamic for club playback. If you must push louder, prioritize fixing pluck dynamics first rather than slamming the limiter. Always a slash B by toggling the full chain, and also toggle multiband and EQ individually to verify the pluck is less intrusive while the sub and weight remain. If you have stems, treating the pluck stem directly will give cleaner results, but when stems aren't available, this mastering chain will buy you significant improvement. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overnotch. Avoid cuts greater than about 3 dB in a narrow mid-band. Small moves of 0.5 to 3 dB and relying on dynamics is the safer path. Don't widen lows. Never increase stereo width on sub-frequencies. Keep everything mono below 100-120 Hz. Don't crush transients. Very fast attacks on multiband or glue will kill groove. For rollers, keep attack sensible. Bands 1 to 10 mm, glue 10 to 30 mm. Don't overdo saturation. Too much saturation on the master will reintroduce FM artifacts and harshness. Don't remove the pluck's character entirely. If you turn the pluck down until it vanishes, you've removed musical information. Target peaks and ringing, not the musical tone. Pro tips: use multiband dynamics as a dynamic EQ or de-esser for synth transients. Fast attack and high ratio gives musical results. Automate the multiband threshold or a macro blend if the pluck is only a problem in certain sections. Use spectrum and phase meters to check for phase issues after M/SAQ moves. Reference a professionally mastered late-night roller to compare luffs and perceived pluck level. Add subtle parallel compression for glue. Heavy compression on a duplicate chain blended back 10 to 25% keeps impact without smearing. If cuts make the mix thin, restore body with a small mid boost, subtle parallel saturation, or gentle glue compression. Build a macro-driven mastering rack with mapped controls for pluck dip frequency, dip gain, high band gain reduction, glue and saturation. This speeds section-specific automation. Mini practice exercise. Objective: reduce perceived loudness of the FM pluck by 3 to 6 dB on transients in the 800 Hz to 4 kHz area while keeping overall luffs change under 1.5 dB. 1. Load a stereo mix or export a section with the pluck. 2. Insert utility and EQ aid in M/S. Make the low side mono and a minus 1.5 dB mid dip at 700 to 900 Hz. 3. Add multiband dynamics with a high band from 800 Hz to 6 kHz. Set ratio 6:1, attack 1 to 3 mm, release 80 to 150 mm, and threshold for around 4 dB of GR on the loudest pluck hits. 4. Compare before and after, checking low end in spectrum, mono below 120 Hz with utility if needed. 5. Bypass the multiband to confirm the pluck returns. Tweak threshold and ratio until controlled but present. 6. Finish with glue at 1 to 2 dB GR and a limiter. Note integrated luffs and keep it near target. 7. Save the chain as a rack preset for future use. Recap. This K-Motion's Masterclass walkthrough an advanced mastering approach to tame an FM pluck in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. The key moves are mid-slash-side surgical EQ to center weight and remove boxiness, multiband dynamics as a dynamic de-esser for pluck peaks, subtle glue and saturation for cohesion, and strict mono control below about 120 Hz. Make small, musical moves, target peaks dynamically rather than applying broad static cuts. Practice the mini exercise until you can remove 3 to 6 dB of perceived pluck without killing the sub and groove, and you'll keep that late-night roller weight intact. End of narration. Save your master chain. Keep an original bounce and iterate. Mastering is often a series of small, repeatable decisions. Good luck.